Hier und auf Chof Dalet, hier ist List, 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 Gmord auf Chof Gimel Beis, was heißt hier, Tore Rabonim, ich kann mal start List, three lines there. Tore Rabonim, how a Peles Guf Otum, of an Isha as a miscarriage, and what comes out is like Otum means it has no form to it. So the Locher is any more to Mele, that's not called a good lady, and she has no Tumas Lady because of that. So the question is now, V'yezel Guf Otum, what's called the body? What's called the Guf that's Otum, that's like round, without any form? So, Rabbi Yoimer, Rabbi says, Kadesh Yinotum in a Chai V'yomis. Meaning to say, not that the whole fetus has to be just like one round ball. It could be the top part of the baby had a form to it. But if the bottom part did not have a form to it, enough that if a live person would be missing that part of his body, he couldn't live, that's called the Gufotum. Now, V'kam Yinotum in a Chai V'yomis, how much is this that you have to, like, a live person would be missing from his feet, that he can't live? So now if this fetus has that part of his feet like autumn, without a form, it's not called a leder. So Rabbi Zaki says, Ad ha'akuva. It means up until the knee. Those kids, if this fetus from the bottom of the toe until the knee is like missing, either it's cut off or else it's autumn, it's just without a form, so that's not considered a vlad. And therefore she has no tumas leder. Rabbi Yani Oimer Ad l'nikov, no, further up. It has to be that the whole bottom part of the body until it's nekavav, until he has the meragraim, the waist, till that part of his body is like round or else cut off. Rabbi Yechon Amar Mishum Rabbi Yosi Ben Yeshua Ad Mokim Tibur, even further up. It has to be all the way up until his navel. That the whole bottom part of his body is like autumn, just one round ball, like without any form to it. So that's called, that's not called a leder. So now, what's the machlokes over here? So it's like this. Bein Rabbi Zaka, to in the first shita, Rabbi Zaka, the Rabbi Yana, to in the Rabbi Yana shita. Now, if Kamina Rizika Benayu, Treifa Chaya, could a Treifa live? But if that's the loch of Yilchus Treifa, if the animal is missing from its leg up until its knee, it's called a Treifa. So therefore, the first man, the Rabbi Zaka, says a Treifa can't live. So therefore, this Vlad also cannot live. It's not called a Vlad. Therefore, if the Isha has this type of a miscarriage, she has no Tumas Leda. And Rabbi Yani holds no, that even though if it's cut off up until the knee, it's called a treifa, but he holds the treifa could live. So therefore, since an animal is like the treifa here, it could live, so that would be called a leder. Therefore, Rabbi Yani says, what's not called a leder? If the kid was missing, or the vlad was missing, up until it's the kavav, that's a b'hayir, that makes like into a nevela. That's worse, that b'chal can't live, therefore that's not called a vlad. The other Gemara says, what's going to be, Satsa says, Ika b'nayo trey fachaya, that ma'asav a trey fachaya, that's what Rabbi Yana holds, or ma'asav a trey fenechaya, if Zaki holds no, the trey fachaya cannot live, and therefore if it's enough to have the autumn, just the bottom part until its knee, then it's not called a leda. Now what's the chilul between Ben Rabbi Yana and Rabbi Yechanon? Ika b'nayo, or the Rabbi Loz, the Yagin Rabbi Loz is Ocha, that the Yom Rabbi Loz, Rabbi Loz holds, as they both hold right now that a treifa could be chaya. See, if it was not enough for this body, this the fetus, to look like a treifa, because it could still live. See, if the machlokes is in Rebbe Lezer's halacha, that the Yomer Rebbe Lezer of Lezer says, nito yerech by an animal, let's say the thigh was taken off, the chalolah shalom, and who had in the hollowness around it was also taken off. Then the veil, that's called an avela. See, also the shailu is, if the fetus was missing up until it's nekavov, is that called a nevela or not? So one holds yes and one holds no. So one that holds that's not called a nevela, therefore he holds what is called a nevela up until tibur, until the navel. So kids, if the fetus is missing from the bottom until the navel, that's for sure considered like a nevela, that it can't live, and therefore it's not called a leder either. Mashma, for tumas leder, it has to be that the Isha gave birth or had a miscarriage to a fetus that has, that if it would have been healthy, it could have lived. But now that it's missing this part, that if it couldn't live, even if it would be alive, that's not called a leder. Nothing more says, Omer Apopopa says, Machlokes, this whole machlokes, how much should be missing on the bottom part of the body, that's only milamato, lamala, from downwards upwards. Avo milamala lamato, if you're starting upwards, like from the head to downwards, afilo kol du tohira, even if the vlad is only missing a little bit of the skull, just a little bit of the skull was cut off, that also is not called the vlad, and therefore the Isha is Torah. If she has a miscarriage and no blood comes out with it, so she'll be Torah. That's not called a Leida. And the chain is saying Omer Rav Gidl, Omer Rav Yechanan, Hamapeles Eshegugulosoi Atuma Imoy Torah. Phoenicia has a miscarriage, and that fetus's head was like Atuma, which means either was missing or else it was like a ball without any form to it, the top part of it. So Rashi says, Mamalim Ishenechtach Megulos was cut off. Rashi Taka says, Atuma means Chaseira. If part of it was missing, if part of the head is missing, that's also not called a fetus, and therefore she has no tumas later. The Yomer of Gidl, Omer of Yechnon, Hamapeleth Kemin, of course of the Diklo, if she has a miscarriage and the fetus has a form like the bottom of a palm tree, so Rashi explains the bottom part of the palm tree is like one piece, the bark coming up, and then it branches off into different pieces. So here also, the bottom part of the body, there's a one piece of flesh coming up, and then by the shoulders upwards, that's where the hands and the feet came out. So he says a lot like that, Ima Torah, and that's not called the Vlad, therefore the Ima is Torah. Mashma Vlad cannot live like that, that's called, it's missing, and that's not called the Leda. Therefore, if she has a miscarriage like this, she's Torah. Itma, we're not like this. What's going to be Hamapeles Mishaponov Mu Sumsarim? Anisha has a miscarriage, and the face of the fetus is like punched in a little bit. It's not squashed in completely, it's just like she's Muchak Tzaz, it's a little bit punched in. So Rabbi Yechonon Omar, Imoy Tmei, yes, that's called the Leda. It's called the Tumas Leda. Resh Lakish Shomer, no, Imoy Torah, it's not called the Leda. Eis for Rabbi Yechonon Resh Lakish, Rabbi Yechonon has the Kasha to Resh Lakish. The Resh Lakish, you want to say that it's Torah. So Rabbi Yechonon has the Kasha, it says, Amapeles Yad Chatuch, we had before, that Rabbi Nisha has the miscarriage and just a piece of a hand comes off. Rosh Rege Chatuch, a piece of an arm. Sima Tmei Leda, we say for sure is she has a good Vlad coming out, so she has Tumas Leda. And the Yen Chesha, we're not afraid, Shema Miguf Otom Boso. Maybe this arm or this regal came out from a body that has no form to it. And that's the din before, if the body has no form to it, there's not Tumas Leda. So, Mashmir, the only time Disha has no Tumas Leda, if the body is Otom, like without a form. If so, the question is now, the Yemisa, if it's true what you're saying, the Nisha, it's mappled, the face is punched in, is listening, let us say like this also, that say like, we're not afraid, that Shema Miguf Otom, Oy Mimisha Ponav Musamsim. What does it say? Like, we're not afraid, this hand, the regular, came from a body that's without a form, or even if it has a form, but we're not afraid it comes from a body where its face was punched in. So since it doesn't say that, Mashmi with a face, was misumsim, it is has a tumas later. So my answer is like this. Omer Papa Papi says, Befonov misumsim koliyamale prigid tamei. Therefore, he also not like that. But Papi wants to say no. That everybody agrees, even Rabbi Yochanan Resh Lakish, that if the face is misumsim, that she's tamei. That's still called a leda. Just the fact the face is punched in a little bit, that does not make it like there's no leda. She's tamei. Key pliga, where's the machlekes, the fun of tuchais, where the face is more than just punched in, it's like squashed in altogether. Rashi says, shein tzura ben, nikeros agam, you can't tell the form of the face at all. It has no form of a face. And v'yipchit, we'll learn just the opposite like this, that v'yipchit, namar, imoy, tar, v'yipchit is the one that says, the Vlad is not called the Vlad, and therefore the mother has no tumas levi, she's tyro. For eshloka shaman, no ima tameya, that the mother has a tumas levi on her. So it's the opposite now. On this, Resh Lakish Rav Yechanan, why doesn't Resh Lakish ask a kasha Rav Yechanan? Meho, the same thing we just asked before, that according to Rav Yechanan, if she's Tahira, how come we don't say before that we're not afraid maybe that regular foot came out from a body that the face was Tuchais? Why don't you say that? So my answer is, Mishum Dishani Lei. Hainu, because he can answer like this. Hainu Guf Otom. It's like the same thing. It doesn't have to say both of them. It's enough to say just one, that we're not afraid maybe that hand or regal came from a body that has no form. But a body that has no form, or a body even though it has partly forms, but the face is completely squashed in, it's the same thing. They're both considered like a body without a form, and therefore that fetus does not have a malacha like a vlad, and therefore she has no tumas later. The other Gemara says, B'nei Rebbe Chiya, the children of Rebbe Chiya, Nafik L'Kraisa, they went out to the fields. Also, when they came back, went back to the father, So Rav Chiya's children went to Rav Chiya. Omalehem. So Rav Chiya said to them, Klumba Maisla Yotchem, you around the fields, did anybody come and ask you a shayla? Omalehem, he said back to him, yes. Ponim Tuchas Bol Yedenu. There was a shayla that he shot in his carriage, and the face of the fetus was like squashed in completely. And they passed him a Timu. They passed him, yes, that she has called the Leda, and she has Tumas Leda. So Mashma, they hold like what? Like Rav Yechanan. If the Rabbi Yochanan is the one that says, sorry, no, they pass like the Shlok, it says Temeya. Right. So the father said back to Momlehem, Tzuvatiru, no, go back and tell them they're Tor. The Lok is like Rabbi Yochanan, she's Tor. Yamasha Tamasa, what you meant is Tome is wrong. And the father said like this, the Churo, what did you mean to Paskin? Mada Taichu, what was your reasoning? Luchumra, like you thought, even though it's a Machlekes, you're looking at Shlokish, you weren't sure what the Lok is, you figured go Luchumra. And the Chum, you say it's called like a Vlad, and therefore the mother has Tumas Leda. But he told the children, no, you can't do that, because this is called the Chumra, the Yasla de Kulahi. The Kiyavisu Lo, you may tire. If you're going to pass, and she has Hilchas Leda now, so even if you want to say it's a Shafu, but it was a Zachra and a Kevu, maybe you knew what it was. So she's Tumme for 7 days or 14 days, but then the next, until the 40th day at least, she has you may tire. Means she does see dam, she's tor. So that's a kula. She's only tor if she had a din leda. But since the locker is that it's not called a leda, so if you're going to tell her that she had a din leda, that dam she'll see later on, she'll think it's tor, and it's not true, that dam is also tenaya. Therefore, he told her what he did was wrong. You have to go back and tell them that the locker is it's not called a leda. And therefore, true, she's tor right now, but if she sees dam later on, she will become tummy. It will not like this. Hamapeles barrier sheesh lo beis gavin. That's an isha has a miscarriage with the fetus that has two backs to it. Or else the beis shadrus has two spines to it. Some Rav Rav says like this, b'isha in a vlad. If an isha has a miscarriage like that, it's not called a leda. She has no tumas leda. The behema osle bachila. If a behema gives birth to an animal like that, so it's osle bachila, can't eat it. It's not called, it has no heta shchita of the mother, it's not called a shchita. Let's see what she says. The nefl in the veil, it's called a nefl, it's called a nevela. It has no heta shchita. So that's what Rav says. Rav Yishe in the Vlad, the Vehei Masur Vachila. Who Shmuel Amar Shmuel says, no, B'Yishe Vlad, yes, it's called the Vlad, Yishe has Tumas Leda. The Vehei Mamuta Vachila, the Vehei Mamuta Vachila. And therefore, Rashi says, Mephrad, you find that inside the mother's stomach, Havad, the Shechita, the mother helps on it. So whatever is inside the mother is Mutav and Shechita. So Mr. Michael, if it was the Machleik, is Rav and Shmuel, Michael, if Lagi, but the Rav Chon in Baraba. The argument is Aloha. The what? The Yom Rav Chon and Baraba Hashesua Barrier Sheish LeBeis Gavin. The Torah says this animal called the Shesua is Osetit. You know what the Shesua is? It was an animal that had two backs to it. Sheish LeBeis Gavin LeBeis Shedrus and had two spines to it. So it's like this. Rava Marav holds Barrier Bialma Lesa. That really there's no such animal like that. That's not the Pshalm the Torah is talking about. There's no such animal like that. When did the Torah say that Yeshua was awesome? The Naim Agmer meant to say even if an animal gives birth to such a fetus, in other words, the animal itself cannot live. There's no such min animal that way. Elamad, the Torah is telling us that in case of a regular cow has a kid that has two backs and two spines, it should know it's in the veil, it's also teat. That's Rav Taloch, it's not called the Vlad. Well, Shmuel Amano, Beria Bialma Isa, there is such a creature, there is such an animal called Yeshua. And therefore, for the Agmar, Rachmon Lameisha Bialma Agmar, the Torah just said, on that type of an animal that has two backs, the Shesua, that animal is treif. Ava b'meima, but let's say you find an animal coming out of a cow, the cow's baby has two backs, or two shedras, two spines, and chnaim that shayim, that's like a mutabachila. So Shalom is, what does the term mean when it says, a Shesua, this type of an animal that has two backs or two spines? Is it a real type that's like a treifa? Or no, it's talking about a min of a cow that gives birth, teaching us that it's like also bachila. So that's Rav Svar. Eisvei Mar says, Eisvei Rav Simi Bar Chiyil Rav. So Rav Simon bar Achi yes the kashmir to Rav. It says that Rabbi Chanina ben Atig Misaimer kol sheyesh lebeis gar binu vishnei shedroyis possibly avoida. Any type of an animal that has two backs or two shedroyis is possibly brought for korban. If it's a bechor, it's possibly brought for korban. So what do you see? It's only possible for korban, but for a regular person, the head, you're allowed to eat it. You can make a shechita on it. If so, alma dechai, you can see it could live. And so it's a kashan rav. Rav says it's not called a ledo. Rav says it's a treifom. Hey, you see, no, it could live. So when it says alma lei, so Rav says back like this. See me. I think it was his grandson. Like see me. So back to him. See me. At or sheshedrosa yakuma. You mean to say, Mr. Tom, the other case was just the shedro was just a little bit. Crooked. That's the case over there. Rashi Yodav Rabbi Chanina, the mashma dechai, the Alter Rabbi Chanina's mashma tzalah, it could live, and it's only possible for korban. It's not talking about, what really has two backs, or it has two spines. There's someone who has only one spine, but the spine is crooked. It looks like two. So over there, talk, it's only possible for korban, but it's mutter for chulin. But a real case, if it has really two backs, it has two spines, and echnami, that cannot live, that's treif. Mesa, the question like this, it says, yesh be'uvrin shein asurin, certain ubris are also. Rashi says, means, shiyotz la'av oylem, shosem mishum nevela. There are certain ubrin, when a behemoth gives birth, that uber is the loss of teeth, it has a loch of a nevela. What's the case? Yeshmu Jasun means Ben Abola Daka, Behema Daka that gives birth after 4 months, that's called like an Avela. A Behema Daka usually supposed to give birth after 5 months. If it gives birth after 4 months, that cannot live, and that's called like an Avela. Ben Shmein Lagasa, Behema Gasa, usually supposed to give birth after 9 months, so if it gives birth after 8 months, that Uber cannot live. Now, Heimenu Lamata, from this downwards, is also Asa. So, even gives birth after 6 months, 7 months, it's also. Yotza goes out from this, though, that Mish Yesh Lo Shnei Gabin, an animal that has two backs, or Shnei Shedroi has two spines, that Mashma, it would be Mutter. It says, this is not included. Gemara says, Ma Yotza. What does it mean to say this is excluded? Lav Yotza Mechlal Ubrin doesn't go out of the lock of Ubrin, Shafil B'mei Iman Asurin. For me to say, it's not even called an Uber, that even B'mei Iman, it's also. An Uber, the locher is, if it's born, then it's also. But if it's in the mother's stomach, it's mutter. But mashmir, this type of an animal, if the Uber has two backs or two spines, even though it's in the mother's stomach, still it's also. So lechura, it's a kasha. Here it's mashmir, even in the mother's stomach, it's also. Trash is the honey. Avagav de lekola chadoshim kininza me'iman shori. Avalahaya filu me'iman also. The kasha is the chover, the kasha and Shmuel. So the Gemara says like this, Rav Metaritz Letaimei, Rav answers the Pshat according to himself, or Shmu Metaritz Letaimei. Rav Metaritz, Rav answers the price like this, Ben Abol Adaka, if the Behem Adaka gives birth after 4 months, or else Ben Ches Lagasa, Henenu Lamata Osa, who didn't give birth less than this month, it's also, the Vlad is also teeth, like an Avela. The medvah mumrim was this said b'shiyos la'avolam only if the fetus if the baby went out was born already. So once it's born before its time, it's called an avel. You can't eat it. Abu b'mei imoy, but if it's still inside the cow itself, then sure, if you make a shrift on the mother, it's mata the uber inside it. But Rav learns yotze goes out mishiyesh l'shnei gabin if the cow has inside it. A baby that has two backs with on it, or else shnei shedroyis that has two spines. That's Rav's halacha. Even though it's inside the mother's stomach, it's still also bachila. That's called an avela. That the shechit the same as not matter it. That's Rav's halacha. Oh, Shmuel matas time. Shmuel is also matas the time. They walk like this. Shmuel holds ben abor ledako ben shmoina legasa. That it's true if an animal has a miscarriage, the animal gives birth, you have behemoth daki after 4 months, or a behemoth gasi after 8 months, so you can't eat it. Hemen ulamata osir, who adin, if it has born less than that, also it's osir to eat. The medva amur mamaza said that it's osir to eat, bishlekol lechadoshev, only in the case where it didn't have a full month, bishlekol lechadoshev. Avokol loy chadoshev mean these things are only yosef because they didn't live long enough. It wasn't called lechadoshev. Abu but called lechadoshev. Would have lived long enough, muta. Then it would be muta. Yotza goes out of this halacha. Mishiyesh loy beis gab and a beis shetrus, an animal that would have two backs or two spines. The yafagav the kol lechadoshev, even though it is old enough. In yotzler avroy lemosa, if it's born, then it's also. But v'meiim my shari, v'meiim atak it's muta. So that's the way Shmuel learns that yotzer just means doesn't have the same malacha like this ben arbol adaka. That over there they hold that. That's only b'shloi kol lechadoshev. That there, even though it's the me'imai, it's still sasatit. But over here, these things, the me'imai is sasatit. So that's a riot to Shmuel. So the kids of both Rav and Shmuel can answer this brisa according to their learnings. Yeah. The other one says, Tana learned, kind of the Rav in front of Rabbi this, that ha'mapeles b'riyas guf sheina chotuch. If an isha has a miscarriage, and bria's guf, it looks like a body, shein echotich, that has no figure to it. It has no, like, it doesn't look like, has no feet, no arms, no feet. It's just like one round piece. Yeah, or bria's roish, shein echotich, even it has a form of the head, but the head, you can't tell the eyes, the nose, there's no form in the head. So now, Yochel, I would have thought to say Teima Tamele, maybe that's called a good Leda. The mother should be Tamei. Tamud Amna, the Pasuk says, Isha Kisaz Riyah. When Isha gives birth, V'yolda, Zohar, U'bayoy Mashmin Yimol, and then the eighth day she has to make a bris mila. So dash like this, Misha Rola Bris Shemayna, when does Isha have a Tumas Leda? If she gives birth to a kid, that could live at least for 8 days. It has to have a bris. Then there's a Tumas Leda. But Yotzuela goes out, she has a miscarriage, these type of bodies, Shayna Ruila Bris Shmoina, they're not fit to live 8 days. Since they're not fit to live, that's also me, and she has no Tumas Leda. Tumas Leda has to be on, she gives birth to a baby that could live at least for 8 days. But here, if they have their head, is like just round, there's no form to it, there's no form to the body, it can't live, the Isha has no Tumas Leda. Oh, Malay Rav, Rasa like this, with Sayin Be'endorf, Hochi Endorf like this. What's going to be the Vishyesh Lashne Gabla? If they're not, Anisha gave birth to a kid that has two backs, or else Shne Shadrus has two spines. So Rabbi Yamir Bar Abba Savar. Vishyesh Lashne Gabla has the same aloch also. So what it also has no tumma. That since it's not fit to live, this baby also has no tumma. Right. More stuff like this now. Rav Yimei Bar Abba Saba LeNevruv the Kavas to Shmuel. He wanted a pasuk like Shmuel to say what? That it's also that has no tumas leida. Omale Rav Huna, my daitcha. What's your reasoning? Luchumra. Do you want to be machmir? So one said, what was Shmuel? Shmuel's halacha was. Don't forget, Shmuel was the one that said before Beisha Vlad. Right, Shmuel's the one that says she's Mapula, a kid that has two Shedrois, so it is called the Leda. So they thought the pastor over here, like Shmuel Chumra. That's what happened. Rabbi Yimei Bar Abba Sobel Nevruv the Kavos of Shmuel. Omalei Rav Huna. Rav Huna said back to him, my diet, what's your reasoning? Luchumra, because you want to be Machma to say it is called the Leda. So Rav says, no, that's for to say, Chumra the Yosa de Kulu. This is called the Chumra the Kama de Kulu Leda. Why the Kiyovis law did not tire? You're going to give it the Meitoyer. But this by saying she has a Leidon, so after the days of Tumah, she has then few days of Tyra. And really, it's, we hold like a Rav, it's not called a Leidon. So therefore he said, over me kavosid the Rav. That we should do like Rav, rather pass like Rav to say, it's not called a Leidon. And why? Because the Klal always is, the Kaim Lon Yirkos HaKarav Bisurei. We pass like Rav, Yirkos Yisurim, Ben Lekula Ben Lekumar. The Kula Lekumar, we have to pass like Rav. Therefore, it's not a suffix, but we should pass like Rav, we have to say for sure it has no tumas later, and therefore, if she would see Dam later on, she would be Tommy. Omar Rav, Rav says like this, Harayomer was said, Isha, you led this to Tisha. An Isha, normal time to give birth is after 9 months. For you led this to Shiva, she could also give birth after 7 months, and the kid would live. It's called the Ben Shekhayomer, she has tumas later. Behe Magas, you led this to Tisha. Usually Behema Gals gives birth after 9 months. What's going to be now? You let this Lashiv, let's say Behema Gals gives birth after 7 months. Or Lashiv, or Loyod, is that called later or not? That's the Shiloh. If a Behema gives birth after 7 months, is that called a good later or not? By a Behema. So, Omer of Nachem, by Yitzhak Toshma, coming here, we have before, that Hemenuel Amata also. So, before Behema Gasar gives birth after 8 months, so the kid is called an Avela. And anything less than that. So, my love didn't mean to say before Agasa, that even by Behema Gasar also, anything less than 9 months, even 7 months, is also called an Avela. You see, it can't live. So, Mo says, no, loy, it could be a son of God on Daka. On a Behema Daka, it said, usually Behema Daka gives birth after 5 months. They gave birth after 4 months, it's an Avela. And on that, even less, is also called an Avela. There could be maybe by a gasum, maybe 7 months, the animal could live. So it was a high my why. Iyamrit bishleima, a gas is going on a behema gasum, itzruch. Then I needed to teach us. Because otherwise, psychotatachim, I would have thought to say, hoyu luvi isha chaya, since by an isha, and she gives birth after 7 months, the kid could live. So a behema, na michayudim, my behema also could live after 7 months. Is Kamashman the Chai, and that's what the Bryce has to tell us now, that even though by an Isha, yes, a 7 month baby could live, but by the Hema, a 7 month old baby cannot live. Ela Briyamit, Adak is going to Hema Dakit, Ma, the Kurb Shita. Baslosa Yachim Mikwa Chaya, what do you have to teach me that for? Once you tell me about Hema Daka, which usually a smaller Hema, like a sheep, usually gives birth after 5 months. So you tell me if it gives birth after 4 months, it's called an Avela, so Pshita after 3 months is called an Avela. What's the Chiddish? So Rosh says, yes, Yitzchak, I need this Kiddush. Because otherwise, Sagadadachim, I would have thought to say, Kol de Botzer, Trei Yachi Chai, anything less 2 months, maybe could live. Not long enough from Nisha. And Nisha gives birth at 9, and the 7th month could also live. So the Hema Gasa maybe also, 9 could live, and the 7th could live. So I would have thought to maybe Hema Daka also. It's supposed to give birth after 5 months, if it gives birth after 3 months, maybe could also could live. That's what I would have thought. Is Kamash Pron, so I need the Bryce to teach us now that by Behema Daka, anything less than 5 cannot live. But maybe by Behema Gaso, it could be a 7th month old baby, maybe could live. Just like by an Ish, it's that way, maybe by Behema also. Omer of Yudamar Shmuel, Hamapelis, Demus Leloi, so when Isha gives birth to a Demus of a Leloi, Rashi says the shade, like a shade. Rashi says the Shadim used to have a Defus, looks like a person, just they had the wings on them. So when Isha gives them a miscarriage of a demus leilos, so imay tamele. Do you want to say yes? Isha's tamaleida. Vlada was called a good vlada. The sheish not confined, just it has wings. But since it has the tsuros of an adam, that's called a vlad. She's tamay. Tani l'miyochi. We learned this also. Tani l'miyochi. The Rama Rabbi Yosi. Maisa b'simuni biyachas. Most often, it's placed simuni to have one person there. Shepilu demus leilos that Isha gave birth to a vlad that looked like a demon that had wings on it. Obo ma'isaf nechachomim for yomru vlad. Yes, it's called a good vlad. The mother has tumas later. Elishteshna kunafayim just has wings on it, but has the tzuros of an adam. She'll have a tumas later. Now hamapelis tumas nach. Let's say she gives birth to a demush of a serpent of a snake. So hoira chanina ben ochiv chanina of ben ochiv show Reb Yeshua the nephew. Of Rabbi Yeshua Paskin, that in my Tamei Leida, yes, that's called a good Vlad, she's Tamei Leida. Holak Rabbi Yosef went, Vesafa Devorim, he said over these words, Safa Devorim, of Nero Gamliel, he said over in front of Gamliel, what Rechanina Paskin, Sholach Lei, send back to me this, Rabbi Yeshua, Hinag Ben Achicha, take your nephew, Uborn, come to me. Belichosan, when they both came, Yotasa Kalosa, his daughter in law, came out. Shrabi Khanina lacrosse in front of them. Omrullah they said to him, Rabbi, Hamatelas Kimanochma, what's gonna be the locha if you have Isha's a miscarriage and the fetus looks like a snake? Omaloy said back to me Matira. The mother is Torah Tlakol the Leda. Omrullah said back to him, Omrullah, I have a loy Mishmech in your name, Omru was said Omali Khamaisi, in your name my mother in law told me that Imai Tumeya, that no, the mother is Tam is called a good Leda. And the Yom Alo Miezatam, and she said, oh, we know what the reason was, Hoyl V'galgol Inoy, Ogul Kishalotl, we had before, since the snake's eye is round, like the eye of an Adam. So when Isha gives birth to a snake-like, a fetus looking like a snake, she has Tumas later. Samara says, when he heard this over from her, Nisker Yishuv, Yishuv reminded himself that he taka paskan that way. So, Sholach Loi Rabbi Gamliel Mipi Hoira, that Chananya, that taki paskan this way right, that taka the locha taka, that Avnisha's mapo kimin nochesh, that taka she has tumas later. So when Abai heard this, Omer Abai Yishramin of Mira Hirovom, that Tzumar Rabbonin, Yomem Milsam, anytime a young Rabbonin say over halachom, you should know, Lema Batayim, they should always say over the reasoning also from it. The Chimatku Lemitchar, because at this people remember, like here, the actual halach he forgot. When he heard the reasoning, what they said over, because the eyes of a snake look like the eyes of an Adam, he was masking as taka true. So the kitzah, because of the reasoning, he was masking that's taka the loch. That is the loch taka. When he says mapa kamin lochish, she has a tumas later. Now the Mishnah says, hamapelis shfir. Let's say she gives birth to a shfir. That's the skin of the fetus alone. That's moli mayim, just full of water. Ros moli dam, full of blood. Moli ganunim, it's full of different colors. Is ain't a chashesh levad. You don't have to be afraid that maybe there was a vlad and it got melted, but no, there's no vlad and she has no tumas later. Pim hoyim marukam, but let's say the shvir comes out that has a form to it. There is a form there. It has a form of an adam. Then teshav lezochr nekeva. If you don't know what it is, a zochr nekeva, you got to go to chumrah and sit both ways. Hamapelis satsanisha gives birth to a sandal. It means the kid, his face is squashed a little bit. Looks like it was punched in a little bit. Looks like a sandal. Or Ishulio, she gives birth, there's a placenta comes out. The locker is again, Teisha Lazach and the Kaver. For sure, that's called like...